And now the game where we ask difficult questions to people who may not be used to it for our own amusement. It's called Not My Job. Today, though, we are joined by somebody whose job it is to handle tough questions daily on live TV. Please welcome White House Press Secretary, Mr. Tony Snow. Tony, welcome to Wait, Wait.
Peter, thank you. Good to be here.
Well, it's great to have you. We're very excited. We're very excited to have you. I got to ask, if I'm not mistaken, you've been doing the job of White House Press Secretary for almost a year.
It'll be a year in May.
That's a year in May. How's it been? How are you doing? How are you holding up?
I love it. It's fun.
Really?
Yeah.
Because we're political junkies. Much of our audience is. We watch the briefings. We read the transcripts. You get up and get hammered.
Not really. Maybe it looks like a hammering to you, but it's a White House press briefing. They're supposed to ask tough questions, and I'm supposed to fire back.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And so it
doesn't bother you? Because sometimes we notice there's a certain, shall we say, it seems a little tense. You and Mr. David Gregory from NBC News can sometimes go at it. Helen Thomas, of course. And is it just professional? Does it ever get personal for you?
No, it's not personal at all. You kidding me? You could not possibly survive if you let it get personal. So no, it's fun.
Hey, Tony.
Yo.
You know, you do such a great job as the press secretary guy. Now, what do you think the odds are of your cracking and blurting out the wrong thing on this show?
I'm trying to bring my A game, Paula.
All right.
It'd be kind of funny if nobody could really get anything out of you from the press corps asking you the tough questions, but then just on the not my job questions, you just broke down and said the wrong thing. Spilled all the White House secrets.
Yeah, well, I'll keep that under consideration. Thanks.
So, it's funny, though, because I want to go back to this personal thing. I believe you when you tell me you're not... I mean, I believe when you tell me that if it got personal, you wouldn't be able to handle it.
Right.
But, I mean, is there a switch you turn on or turn off? I mean, what I think of is that great Bugs Bunny cartoon with the sheepdog and the wolf, and they punch
they
in and they...
When they keep peeling off the suit?
No, they sort of show up for work, they punch in for work, they beat the heck out of each other, they punch out, they have lunch. Sometimes it seems there does seem to be something of an adversarial relationship.
Well, of course it's adversarial, but it's not personal. That's the difference. And Helen and I debated literally every Friday for about 10 or 12 years. We used to appear before a group of students in Washington, so we've been around it a lot of times.
Are you telling me that you and Helen are actually fast friends after you sort of accuse each other of basic treason? You then go off and have a beer together?
Well, it's a little past having a beer with Helen, but we get along fine.
I understand. Yeah. I have met a couple of friends, intimates of President Bush, and they complained to me that the media just doesn't communicate what the real man is like. So is there anything that you would like to let us know about President Bush that we, as consumers of media, would not normally know?
You mean those that would fall outside the Poundstone Challenge?
Well, I want to remind you that nobody listens to the show at all. So you can treat this as a bar with your intimate friends where you've had a few drinks and your tongue has been loosened. Think of it that way.
Oh, come on, Peter. You know that if I try to do that, it's going to sound so cheesy.
On this show?
The fact is that if I do dish, then I'm out of a job. But if I do sort of the standard, you know, stuff, it'll sound cheesy. What the heck? I'll be cheesy.
Be cheesy.
Yeah.
I just threw you a softball. You're not going to swing at it?
Well, exactly. I'll swing at it.
Swing at the softball.
See, which parts do you want to see? Number one, I think he's kind of aerobic in everything he does in the sense
Did you say aerobic?
Aerobic.
Okay.
Now, permit me to explain.
Please.
When it comes to there are different ways of responding to the kind of responsibilities you have as a president. So you can carry it heavily as a big burden and sort of shuffle around the Oval Office saying, worrying about how tough it is. Or you'd be like this president who really does love the job, loves the responsibilities. He's a terrific manager. Biggest surprise to me is that he's a great manager. You will notice a grotesque minimum of backstabbing. Roxanne will vouch for the fact that leaks are in scarce supply, and that's because people get along. Best place to work I've ever been in, and that's not kissing up, it's the truth.
Wow.
Have you ever worked at the IHOP?
No, but I wash dishes at Chester's Roadhouse.
Yeah, I'm just wondering what exactly your work background is beyond...
Does he make you go on any of his bike rides? You know, he gets really serious about that.
I have been on them, Roxanne.
Yeah.
And I have not fared so well, but I have survived.
He's really serious about it, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. It's well, you know, you see your life flashing before you every once in a while. I give you a sense. We were going through, it's on the ranch. They got, there was a gully, I don't know, 20 or 30 feet deep. And he says, okay, we're going to go over this. Everybody follow me. And so the president goes first. Woo-hoo! He's going down. Everybody else is going down. And finally, at the end, I'm going, ha ha ha. It somehow a tree found itself right in the middle of the path. So all everybody heard was me going, oof.
I can't believe.
You okay back there? Yes, sir. It's been up. Okay, come on. Let's go.
We've seen so many images of him clearing brush on that ranch. I can't believe there'd be a tree in your path.
Well, we just haven't got to that one yet.
I knew we'd catch you in some sort of distortion.
I wanted to ask you one last question, which is, do you know if the president or vice president ever listens to this show? You know, just to enjoy themselves. Just to pass the time with some lighthearted mockery of them. Helen Thomas, he's got a comeback for me. I stymie him completely.
I was just thinking it over.
I understand.
Hey, maybe we should get him on the show.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm sure we can whip that right up, Roxanne.
Okay.
Hang on, let me get my pen.
Okay. You can fit us in between, you know, armed conflicts, if that's okay. Well, Tony Snow, we are delighted to have you with us. We have invited you here to play a game called...
You'd bathe every day in Moët Chandon if it weren't so cold.
Back in the good old days of the Cold War, we worried about a missile gap with Russia. Well, these days, what we've got is a self-indulgent millionaire gap. Their tycoons tend to be younger and more shameless than ours, at least according to a story this week in the Los Angeles Times. We're going to ask you three questions about lifestyles of the Bogatia and Izvestnia, as they say in Moscow. Get two right, you'll win our prize for one of our listeners, Carl's voice in their home answering machine. Carl, who is Press Secretary Tony Snow playing for?
Tony is playing for Anna Ovlasik of Dearborn, Michigan.
First question. You ready to go?
Ready to go.
Okay, here we go. Russian tycoons love to throw parties with more and more elaborate themes. One such party, thrown by a 35-year-old tycoon, was a little odd, given Russian history. Was its theme A, Rasputin, in which the birthday boy dressed as the mad monk and guests repeatedly tried to kill him with liquor? B, return to the days of the Dhaka, in which everybody dressed as the host's serf? Or C, the Russian Civil War, a joyful commemoration of the conflict that cost up to 9 million lives?
Let's go with Rasputin.
You go with Rasputin. He was Rasputin. They kept trying to kill him. He kept getting up. And...
Right.
No, it was actually the Russian Civil War was the theme of the party. Many of the guests dressed as the white Russian soldiers and got busy with the Bolshevik babes. All right, you still have two more here.
All right.
Next question. There are people in Russia who make their living catering to the whims of wealthy Russians. One such helping hand got a call on December 26th from a tycoon who wanted what for his New Year's party? A, to rent a wife and children so he wouldn't have to spend New Year's without a family again. B, 150 live pigs to distribute to his party guests. Or C, a full-size, completely detailed chocolate Rolls Royce.
Let's go with B.
You're going to go with B, the live pigs?
The live pigs.
Does that sound like an appealing thing to you?
No, it doesn't. It sounds completely outrageous. That's why I picked it.
And you were correct to do so. It was the live pigs. He wanted the live pigs to go with the 150 silver-plated pigs that he planned to give to the guests, and he got them both. Cool. Last question. Sergei Knyazev is a man known in Russia as the producer. He specializes in providing very interesting entertainments for people who have become bored with the usual pleasures of being mega rich. For example, he arranges for multimillionaires to do what? A, hunt with paint guns actors dressed up as their business rivals, which I would recommend to the vice president. No, I mean, he can hunt whatever he wants, just maybe the paint gun is a safety thing. All right. B, that they can dress up as a homeless person to see if they can beg more successfully than their friends can. Or C, they want to attend their own funerals complete with glowing eulogies and a look-alike wax cadaver.
Mm. I'll go with ghastly C.
You're going to go with C, attending their own funerals.
Yes. Yeah.
Just because everybody dreams of that.
Right.
No, it's actually B, the dressing up as homeless people. Ooh. Yeah. He brings them to a train station. He dresses them appropriately as sort of, I guess, what you used to call bums. And they beg for coins all night, and whoever has gotten the most in the morning wins. They like to be competitive.
Well.
Carl, how did Tony Snow do in our quiz?
Tony needed at least two correct answers to win for Anna Oblasik. He had just one correct answer.
Sorry, Anna.
I'm
well,
sorry about that.
I have a pig for you, but since it's over the phone, it's not going to be so easy.
Yeah, no.
Tony Snow is an award-winning journalist and has been, since last May, the press secretary for President George Bush. Tony Snow, thank you so much for joining us.
Peter, thank you. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye, Tony. Bye.
Answer me, oh my love, just what sin have I been guilty of?